NDR Info. Nachtclub.
Am Mikrofon ist Paul Baskerville. In der zweiten Stunde ist, wie gesagt, Tamarin mein Studiogast. Das heißt, ich habe Tamarin vor kurzem backstage in Hafenklang interviewt. Sie wollte eigentlich zu mir ins Studio, aber sie hatten eine Autopanne und kamen spät in Hamburg an. Also bin ich zu ihr hingegangen. Und sie kommt gleich zu Wort. Hier ist erstmal Musik von ihrem neuen Album Dream in the Dark. Hier ist Tamarin mit Angel of Sweat. Angel of Sweat von dem Album Dream in the Dark von Tamarin.
I'm glad you could make it.
I'm so glad you could make it.
Yeah, well,
to me instead exactly. of me to you.
Yeah, well,
thank you.
We got there at the end. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, here right. we are.
Yeah, and I was just saying, I've actually seen you play live. It must have been about 9 years ago, I think now. So,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, has there been a shift of emphasis for you now when you compare it to then and compare it to now? I mean, do you feel like a completely different person doing something completely different? Or does it seem to be like, is there kind of a continuity which you can trace?
I think that there's a really strong continuity throughout all the records, but there are some certain things that are final from the past instrumentally. I think I had a very strict set of limitations on those first two albums on purpose, and me and my partner of the band during that era used no pedals, everything was space echoes and modified amps. And those were the rules and regulations. And we just changed and evolved with the song craft within that structure. But I wanted to work on different instrumentation and do different things. So I kind of put those songs to bed and retired them when Rex and I split apart in the project. And it's interesting because I've only toured Europe a few times now. And there's definitely like a split in the audience, you know, of the people that wish that I was playing things from the first two albums and people that only are into the new two albums. So I get a kick out of that, honestly. There's this quote I'm going to really mess up, but by Alan Moore. Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
And he says this thing that's like, it's not the job of the audience to tell the artists what they want. If they knew what they needed, they would be the artists. It's the job of the artist to tell the audience what they need. And I think that that's pretty liberating, you know? I mean, I make stuff for myself, so if I was some huge, you know, successful musician, maybe I would worry about it. But I'm pretty underground and always have been, and I've always just done it for me. And everything that I make speaks to certain people, and you might lose some fans and gain others.
How these audiences made it quite clear to you that they are like in two camps. Actually.
Oh yeah, you know, I get a lot of old school shoegazer people mad about whatever, and then, you know, I get a lot of strange things at the merch table, but I mean, I'm just a creative person. I'm just making stuff, you know, that's all it is.
Tamarin erzählte, dass sie inzwischen 4 Alben gemacht hat. Die ersten 2 waren eher konventionelle Shoegaze-Platten, sagt sie. Und die letzten beiden Platten sind vielseitiger und songorientierter. Wenn sie in Europa auf Tour ist und Fans kennenlernt, dann gehen die Meinungen auseinander. Es gibt Fans, die nur die ersten beiden Sachen mögen und andere, die finden die letzten beiden Alben besser. Die unterschiedlichen Reaktionen findet sie dann spannend. Sie zitiert gerne einen britischen Schriftsteller, Alan Moore. Er sagte, es ist nicht die Aufgabe des Publikums, den Künstler mitzuteilen, was sie möchten. Es ist die Aufgabe des Künstlers, den Leuten zu sagen, was sie brauchen. Und das ist ein befreiender Gedanke, sagt Tamarin. Ich mache Musik für mich, sagt sie. Und wenn ich sehr erfolgreich wäre, würde ich mir vielleicht eher Sorgen darüber machen, wie die Musik ankommt. Ich bin aber ziemlich underground. So war es immer. Man gewinnt mal dann neue Fans und verliert andere. Es gibt alte Schule Shoegaze-Fans, die es deutlich machen, dass sie mich nicht mehr mögen. Aber ich bin halt ein kreativer Mensch und ich mache mein Ding. Und hier ist jetzt The Waves, das Titelstück von ihrem Debütalbum von 2010. Hier ist Tamarin. Das war Tamarin mit The Waves, das Titelstück von ihrem Debütalbum 2010.
Longevity has always been on my mind, but not from a career place and not from a financial perspective. I guess my only real goal in music ever has to have made like some sort of mark on the history of music and be part of that lineage, you know? That's success to me.
And did you just start out as a really young girl as just being a massive fan?
Yeah, and I still am a massive fan. That's what I identify as. Beyond a musician, I identify as just like somebody who's been saved by music and wanted to create that same experience, you know, up from the other end.
And do you still feel that you're the same massive fan that you were when you were 18? Or
yeah.
Has that become less, did you become less euphoric about things in that respect?
No, I've been really careful about the way that I make things. I've never become like a really well-versed musician. I always work with collaborators and stuff. And the reason for that is actually quite selfish. It's that I don't like to break the spell. I want there to be magic to me. I want to feel like I'm the band's number one fan that's compelled to get on stage and sing along. That's euphoric, like, thing is what I'm always trying to capture in the music.
Künstlerische Langlebigkeit ist schon ein wichtiges Thema für Sie, aber nicht im kommerziellen Sinne. Mein einziges Ziel war eigentlich immer nur die Hoffnung, eine künstlerische Spur zu hinterlassen und Teil der Rockgeschichte und Tradition zu werden. Das ist für mich die Definition des Erfolgs. Ich war schon immer ein riesen Musikfan, der von Musik seelisch gerettet wurde. Ich wollte was vergleichbar Gutes schaffen, damit andere eine ähnliche seelische Bereicherung durch meine Musik erfahren können. Ich bin immer noch in erster Linie ein Fan. Ich bin kein kompetenter Musiker. Ich habe immer mit anderen Musikern zusammengearbeitet, um meine Ideen umzusetzen. Ich habe nicht mal versucht, eine gute Musikerin zu werden, weil ich den Zauber nicht brechen will. Ich will der größte Fan meiner eigenen Band sein. Ich möchte meine Euphorie vermitteln. Das ist jetzt Path to Love von dem neuen Album Dream in the Dark von Tamarin. Und das war Path to Love von dem Album Dream in the Dark von Tamarin.
So this new album now, that is just essentially just about you as you are now, 2019. It's just like a document of now. This is what you're doing. This is what you're feeling just now.
Yeah, but I think there is like a cohesiveness through all the records of a certain emotion. There's a certain like feeling that ties it all together. And I still have affected guitars on these records. I still consider that I'm sort
it's
of pushing.
It's a bit of shoegaze here and there, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I'll always have that. I think that that's kind of what I do, is that I'm trying to push the boundaries of songwriting and production within that world.
And do you think that you've become a better singer? I think you sound like a better singer now. Or is it just because you couldn't really hear your voice in the early days and now you can?
Oh, partially, yeah.
I don't really know whether it was a poor vocal in the beginning or not, whether it's just because we couldn't hear you in the mix.
Right.
But you'd actually feel you've become a better singer now.
Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, it's been 10 years, like you said, so I hope I would become better at what I do, you know?
And have you become more flamboyant? I mean, it sounds more flamboyant.
Yeah. I think that with this record, I didn't really see any reason in making another record if I wasn't going to go and like really push myself vocally and explore that world, you know?
So become muscular.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I do in the band more than anything else, you know? So it should be the best part of the band, you know? And I really think that the song should be created to uplift like a really strong vocal. And, you know, I still love moody songs and mystery and being able to have people fill in the blanks a little. And I will continue to do stuff like that in the future. But these past couple of records have been about me really exploring my voice and songwriting skills in that way.
So unterschiedlich wie die vier Platten auch sind, sagt Tamarin, gibt es schon eine gewisse emotionelle Kontinuität. Es gibt immer noch Gitarreneffekte auf dem neuesten Werk. Aber ich versuche, die Grenzen des konventionellen Songwriting zu sprengen. Was den Gesang betrifft, ich habe gedacht, es macht gar keinen Sinn, überhaupt eine neue Platte zu machen, wenn ich mich nicht selbst herausfordere. Ich bin letztendlich die Sängerin, sagt sie. Daher ist es schon wichtig, dass die Stimme schon kräftig klingt. Ich liebe zwar verträumte, mysteriöse Songs immer noch, aber bei diesen letzten beiden Platten habe ich den Schwerpunkt auf meinen Gesang und auf meine Songwriting-Fähigkeiten gelegt, sagt Tamarin. Hier ist jetzt Fits of Rage, wieder ein Stück von dem neuen Album Dream in the Dark. Hier ist Tamarin. Fits of Rage von Tamarin von dem Album Dream in the Dark.
I was a fan of his music far before we ever worked together. He had a project called Lansing Dryden in the early 2000s.
I remember that, yeah.
And they were so brilliant. They were like an anonymous collective, so they didn't really like become a hugely successful band. But in the community within New York that I lived in at the time, everybody knew they were incredible. And then he had this project Violins, and I was just a fan of all of it. So it's been a total honor to work with him, honestly, and been a hugely informative and like challenging experience. So I intend on doing some like collabs with other people in the future and stuff.
Ich war schon immer ein Fan von Jörg Albrecht, sagt sie. Ich mochte seine alten Bands Lansing Dryden und Violins so gerne. Es ist eine Ehre, mit ihm zusammenzuarbeiten und ein wichtiger Lernprozess. Hier ist jetzt Intruder, Waking You Up, wieder ein Stück von Tamarin, aber von dem letzten Album, von dem dritten Album, Crane Kiss, Vor 3 Jahren erschien das Album und es war das erste Mal, dass sie mit Jörg Albrecht zusammengearbeitet hat. Das war Intruder, Waking You Up, von dem Album Crane Kiss von 2016.
I mean, you were talking very positive terms about working together with these people. I mean, is it important to be able to look back and say, well, that was an enriching experience, or is it just a case of just getting the record made? And is it, it's just a practical thing, you know?
I'm such a sensitive person and I feel so defined by all of this that I give myself a hard time if I feel like somebody had a bad experience working with me or something like that. But on the other hand, you know, yes, the number one thing is making the record, and there has been some really personal, emotional experiences that have happened to inform the records, and some of them have been really personal and painful or whatever. But I guess when I look back, it all... I guess, like, to be completely honest, I probably value records over relationships, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't want to. I don't know how to backpedal from
that. I mean, there's lots of kind of personal lyrics, obviously, which we could talk about. We don't need to talk about them specifically. Maybe on the radio it could be a bit embarrassing. But I mean, it's obviously that it's personal music and it's reflecting your personal feelings.
Yeah.
And is that always... a positive creative impetus to actually put that kind of stuff into your music? Or can it kind of just personal stuff and relationships and problematic kind of setups just kind of drag you down and not really give you the energy you need? Can it work both ways?
I think it can work both ways, of course. But I think for me, it's like the one way I have to heal myself and to work out my things about myself that I'm not able to fix or not really self-aware enough to see or whatever things come out. It's like therapy, you know? So that's why it's personal. And I think that when you mentioned before that the earlier records were more like, they were personal, but they were just written in a really like poetic, like, you know, flowers and oceans and all of that kind
abstract,
of way,
yeah.
You know, but it, to me, they had this emotion, intense emotion behind it that carried the intent of the song. But now I just really wanted to sing like really straightforward things, almost to the point where I feel weird about it, you know, where I'm like, is this like too emo, you know?
Ich bin schon ein sehr sensibler Mensch, sagt Tamarin. Und wenn die Zusammenarbeit mit einem Künstler nicht gut funktioniert, mache ich mir schon Vorwürfe. Aber letztendlich ist das Endresultat am wichtigsten, auch wenn man schmerzhafte, anstrengende Zeiten mit Musikerkollegen erlebt hat. Hauptsache ist das Album gut. Das ist mir schon wichtiger als persönliche Beziehungen. Letztendlich ist Musik das Mittel, das ich habe, um mich selbst zu heilen. Es ist schon wie Therapie für mich, weil die Songs so persönlich sind. Die ersten Platten waren vergleichsweise ein wenig stumpfsinnig. Die Songs waren zwar auch persönlich, aber sie waren poetisch und ich schrieb über Blumen und über das Meer. Sie waren aber auch auf ihre Weise emotional intensiv, aber nun möchte ich ganz geradlinig singen. Es ist mir manchmal fast zu viel nach dem Motto, sind meine Texte inzwischen nur noch wie E-Mails, sagt sie. Hier ist jetzt der Paranoia 4 von dem Album Dream in the Dark von Tamarin. Paranoia 4 von dem Album Dream in the Dark von Tamarin.
Yeah, I mean, there is some quite kind of direct stuff on it, and you actually
yeah.
sound quite directly angry at times.
Right.
I think it's quite amusing because, you know, 10 years ago that wouldn't have been thinkable, really.
Yeah.
You know, you sounded like Courtney Love all of a sudden. You know?
Yeah, oh, cool, I wish I did. It's funny that you say that because Pitchfork, the very first review they ever did of one of my songs was Mild Confusion, and they said I had an unbecoming snarl like Courtney Love.
Really?
Yeah.
Never occurred to me like that.
Yeah. I wish I could sound like Courtney Love. She's like got the greatest punk singer voice I've ever heard. She's incredible.
Yeah, but
I don't
any decent songs anymore these days. That's the thing.
But she wrote like 3 great records, yeah. Which is like
a lot. She then doesn't need the money, does she? Let's face it. So maybe that's the thing.
She's my
hero.
Does
it help you that you need the money?
Well, I'm not getting it from music, and
yeah. Well, but what I'm saying, you have to kind of, in a sense, sing for your supper. You know what I mean? It's actually.
But I don't. You know, it's like I pay to sing for my suffer. I suffer. That's a great slip. Sing for my suffer. I'm not singing for my supper.
Okay.
I am like working to sing.
I see. You do other jobs in California, or
yeah,
in LA?
Exactly. And
what sort of jobs
a lot
do you
of people
do?
Do, which is why I think it's good to talk about it.
Okay. Are you just taking, is this holiday for you now, basically a holiday from your job or what?
Well, I did quit my job because I've been touring a lot, but I do need to get another job after tour, you know? So it's
so
one of those
things. What have you just been doing now, just recently then?
I was working as a studio manager at like a high-end fragrance atelier. called Régime de Fleur, and okay. they're a really amazing company. And I've done all kinds of stuff. I do PA work. I like have a tool belt and drive trucks and help like set up art departments. Yeah. And
so a lorry driver,
I've done all kinds of things. I've done, anonymous audio books, like erotic audio books and stuff. Like
what,
narration.
Yeah.
Narration. Yeah.
You've actually read
I just
it.
Do what I have to do, you know?
How long do you do that for then?
I do it every once in a while when I need money, cause you can do it from home.
Oh, right. You haven't got one of the books with you, have you?
Because
you
well, I said it's anonymous. I wouldn't say who it was.
So you could have just,
I have alias.
You could have, yeah, you could have read out a chapter for it.
Definitely not.
Yeah, so you're adaptable, evidently, then. Yeah.
I mean, you have to be. I left home when I was really young, and I don't really have family support, so I do what I have to do, you know.
And have you ever regretted the kind of stability that other people enjoy?
I regretted mean, it or envious of it, you mean?
Yeah, I'm envious of it. I mean, that. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
I try not to be envious of people. I think that's a trap because there's always somebody that has it better than you. There's always someone more beautiful or successful or has the life that you think you want. And if you go down that hole, you're stuck there forever, you know? And I know a lot of people like that. And no matter what happens in my life, I don't want to be like that. So I try to just transcend my life or, you know, the mundane world or whatever you want to say by making art and creating stuff that makes me feel emotionally inspired.
And you feel just as inspired and passionate as you did in those days when you ran away from home and started off as a young girl making art. I mean, is there any difference in that sense, how it feels?
I wish that I've changed, but I think I'm like kind of the same goth teen girl I've always been, which is really sad probably, but it's true. You know?
So that's how you basically feel at heart. You know,
definitely. Heart like, I heart, still get excited teen. About listening to a Suede record or a Cure record, or I still am that person, you know, I still am at the rock show, like, you know, I'm not, I guess I'm not fully adulting as I should be.
Right. Well, that maybe gives you the creative edge, of course, as well.
Well, I was thinking about this last night, like how all of my favorite artists, who I will not name, but contemporary ones or peers, the ones making the best music are all like children.
Immature people.
Yeah. And I think that what's so cool about, or they're not even, you know, they're young, but like, even they seem younger than they are. And I think that's because creativity comes from this really like playful place. And if you keep that innocence and that childlike, like if you look at the world constantly as like a game or some type of play, that's how you get to be the most creative, I think. So you have to retain some sort of essence of that, I think.
Sie singt zum Teil richtig aggressiv auf dem neuen Album. Fast so zornig wie Courtney Love, meinte ich. Und Tamarin mag Courtney sehr gerne. Ich sagte, Courtney ist nicht mehr künstlerisch so frisch, weil sie das Geld nicht mehr braucht. Und ich fragte Tamarin, ob es hilft, künstlerisch motiviert zu bleiben, wenn man das Geld braucht. Und Tamarin sagt, dass sie nicht von ihrer Musik leben kann. Sie ist seit einem Monat auf Tour und es wird ein Minusgeschäft sein. Und sie muss einen neuen Job suchen, wenn sie nach Los Angeles zurückfliegt. Sie ist kein neidischer Mensch, sagt sie. Sie weiß, dass es andere Menschen gibt, die zum Beispiel vom Elternhaus Unterstützung bekommen. Sie ist von zu Hause mit 13 weggelaufen. Und sie war immer auf sich alleine eingestellt. Sie ist immer noch im Herzen der Goth-Teenager, der damals abgehauen ist. Und sie sagt, ich bin immer noch aufgeregt, wenn ich eine Suede- oder Cure-Platte höre. Und ich bin im übertragenen Sinne immer noch auf der Rockshow als Teil des Publikums. Richtig erwachsen bin ich leider immer noch nicht, sagt sie. Musiker, die ich persönlich kenne und schätze, sind immer ziemlich kindlich, unreif. Wahrscheinlich muss man so sein, weil man diese Art von Unschuld bewahren muss, um interessante Kunst zu machen. Weil man dann die Welt aus verspielter Sicht betrachten kann. Und hier ist das Titelstück von dem dritten Album Crane Kiss, ist Tamarin. Crane Kiss, das Titelstück von dem Album Crane Kiss von Tamarin.
My biggest fear is like losing the plot and starting to make bad music. I'm
it's
hoping,
so often
it's yeah, so it's happened. It will happen eventually. It has to, right? Yeah. It's like it's impossible not. I will hit that point, but that's all I care about not happening. All I really want to do is be able to know that whatever I'm doing is always like growing. You know, I also there's one thing that Rex taught me that I hold on to, which is that you can't just change for the sake of change, and you can't like shit on your past. You know, you can't look down on the things you've done. You have to honor that and respect it and love it. And have it inform as you move into the future. And I think having a balance of that is really important. Otherwise, it can just, you can be chasing some kind of new thing and lose a sense of yourself, you know?
But you don't want to get stuck in nostalgic about yourself, though, do you?
Yeah, which I never would. I think that's a trap, is when you get nostalgic about yourself. And then the other thing that's a trap is when you start thinking that you're so amazing, that everything you do is great. I'm super neurotic, insecure, problematic. And I think that I'm so like obsessed with it not being bad that I will never get to that place of just like blind confidence where I just put out anything I make, which I see happen to people. You know what you said, like the people that their first record is brilliant and their second record is kind of sophomoric and weird, and then they just suddenly think they're like a god and everything they put out is great. You know, you see that a lot, and I would not want to do that.
Right. Yeah, so you're maintaining standards basically by being so unsettled in life, and so that's probably what it is.
I mean, maybe I like to tell myself that just to feel better about how unsettled in life I am.
Well, don't get married and get a dog.
Well, I had a dog and he actually just died. But
Yeah,
I had him for 14 years. And That was the thing that kind of kept me really settled, like having an apartment and, you know, being able to make records, essentially. But he died recently while I was on tour. And so now I don't know. So when you asked if I was settled, I'm partially thinking about staying in Europe for a little while. I don't know what I'm doing.
Right, okay.
But I definitely won't be getting married.
Well, thanks very much for talking to me.
For caring. I appreciate
it. I'm glad it worked out.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming down here.
Have a good time tonight.
Meine schlimmste Befürchtung ist es, sagt sie, dass ich die künstlerische Orientierung verlieren könnte, dass ich irgendwann schlechte Musik mache. Irgendwann wird es passieren. Irgendwann muss es passieren. Ich möchte gerne glauben, dass ich mich weiterentwickeln kann. Mein ehemaliger Musikerkollege Rex hat mir eine Weisheit beigebracht. Man kann sich nicht aus reinem Selbstzweck ändern. Man kann nicht seine Vergangenheit verleugnen. Es macht keinen Sinn, seine Vergangenheit herablassend und kritisch zu betrachten, sondern man muss sie respektieren und lieben. Das darf man nicht aus den Augen verlieren. Sonst läuft man einem unerreichbaren Ziel hinterher und man kann sich selbst dabei verlieren. Sie sagt, sie möchte nicht nostalgisch werden. Eine andere Falle sei es, wenn man denkt, dass alles, was man macht, großartig sei. Ich bin ziemlich neurotisch, sagt sie, unsicher und anstrengend. Ich hatte eine Wohnung und einen Hund in Los Angeles. Der Hund ist nach 14 Jahren kürzlich verstorben. Also könnte ich sogar erstmal in Europa bleiben, wenn ich wollte. Ich weiß es aber nicht. Aber heirate ich, tue ich jedenfalls demnächst nicht. So, das war Tamarin, mein Studiogast, Tamarin aus Los Angeles, backstage in Hafenklang, fand das Gespräch statt. Und zum Schluss hören wir jetzt Victim Complex von dem Album Dream in the Dark von Tamarin. Das war der Nachtclub mit Paul Baskerville. Ich wünsche euch eine gute Nacht.
NDR Info. Nachrichten.